from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as the Texans have about 18 minutes to get back or to get themselves down to 53 on the 53-man roster. We're hearing cuts and hearing moves being made. And here is another one. And I do want to pass this information along for those of you who have not heard this yet or seen this yet. But I think it is also hilarious because Tyler and I were really going back and forth. Well, not really going back and forth. That's a little strong. But we were in conversation on if this is breaking news sounder worthy. And I just, for me, the position just lends that it just can't be. But Tyler had a point of how people feel about him here. So I won out. But I'm sure some of you who will may agree with Tyler on the breaking news sounder should have been hit. But breaking news, this coming from our guy Jonathan Alexander, who will join us coming up at 4:25, that the Texans are placing quarterback Case Keenum on IR ahead of the cut deadline. He will miss the entire 2024 season. Also adding from Aaron Wilson, Case Keenum is on injury reserve due to a lingering foot injury. We saw him limping and walking back to the locker room in the game Saturday against the Rams. Texans also released Tim Boyle. There are now just two quarterbacks on the active roster, C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills, for the Texans. So Case Keenum is out for the season, and Davis Mills looks like he's going to be the guy. Well, it was that way anyway, although with Case Keenum on the roster, you never know, especially what happened last year when push came to shove. But Case Keenum out, and it looks like Davis Mills is the guy if there's ever a reason that C.J. Stroud can't play.
You, is this the end for old Case? Career-wise?
He's about to coach his ass off right now.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like. He's about to coach his ass off.
And if that's the case, that is a hell of a career. Cougs should be proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. They should be, no doubt. Yeah, I think this would be the end for Case Keenum. After what we saw last year, just the struggle in a couple of games, I got to believe that, like Ron said, he's got a bright future in the league. It's not like all of a sudden he's going to change lifestyles and be somewhere else. He's probably going to get a good dose this year of what being a coach feels like, looks like. Not putting the pads on, more of a mentor and more of a leader.
Absolutely.
And so he'll know more after this year exactly what direction he wants to take. Does he want to get out of the game or does he want to continue? But yeah, I would be shocked if Case Keenum came back and tried to play beyond this injury. Now the Texans thing here, the interesting thing here for the Texans is it answers the Davis Mills question, right? There's no doubt about it. Yep. Last year, that they didn't have the confidence in Davis Mills that you should have in your backup quarterback. Somehow, some way, although he never played, they've got confidence in Davis Mills so much so that they don't have a third string quarterback in the system right now that's healthy and can play. Davis Mills is their go to if something does happen to C.J. Stroud. Now, I fully expect the Texans to go out and have another quarterback in their system, whether that's practice squad or it ends up being on the roster. I fully expect that move to be made in the near future.
Yeah, this is strange. This comes from Aaron Wilson. Case Keenum aggravated the foot injury, per league sources, against the Rams. He's been playing at roughly 70% the entire preseason.
Got to take care of them wheels, man.
He's even out there playing.
Yeah, Dion will tell you that.
Why the hell's he even out? 70%! And Tim Boyle can't get him. Why in the hell?
Tough son, bitch.
I mean, I'm not saying he's tough. I mean, 70%. I mean, he's a percentage down to 69. That's a D.
Nice.
Well, that, I mean, look, it's one of the things where if you're Case Keenum, you got to look at it and go, what am I doing?
Go Cougs. That's my guy.
70%.
I'm 70% out here playing in a fourth preseason game competing with Tim Boyle.
Was he a 70% of the Hall of Fame game?
Is that the whole training camp?
Whole training camp. Preseason. Wow. Okay. All right. Hopefully, go rest up, man. Have some surgery or whatever you need to.
Go on, get right. Do whatever you got to do. Just make sure you're at the meetings every day.
Text line coming through. Yes, Ron. Keenum news was breaking news. Sound worthy. Someone text someone on YouTube and Twitch. Just let Tyler hit his butt.
Just trying to take care of all them loyal Cougs out there, you know. I know how much them Cougs love them, some Case Keenum.
I apologize. I just can't. I can't. Not the third straight quarter.
No, I agreed with
that
you.
That was in playing the, at 70%.
At the conclusion, I agreed with you.
Real quick, and it's coming in hot and heavy. Texans are placing defensive tackle Kurt Heinisch on the short-term injured reserve with a calf injury, per league sources.
So we don't like that.
That's another answer. They're placing defensive tackle Kurt Heinisch on the short-term injury reserve with the calf injury. So that could be 4 weeks or eight.
Don't give me the guess.
It's either 4 or 8. I think you can do it. You could do it. I think you have a certain amount of players you can bring back off of injured reserve. So Kurt Heinisch doesn't look like it is like he's gone or he's off for the year. This is short-term, so he could be back. That answers another question we said earlier. Oh, wow. Him and Khalil Davis both made the roster along with Tim Settle and all of the guys they have up front on the D-line. So that's another one from the text line. Know your audience, Ron. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be selfish on this one, folks. Hey, man, I just can't do it. Can't do it, man.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.